We're up to Lamed Aleph on the bay's the bottom. Niktam Rosho. Omar of Huna, Loshon Ruel and Niktam. This halach only applies if the head of the lulav is cut off. Of a nista kosher. But if it's just split, it's kosher. Tomorrow says, Venista kosher. It's a split. The leaves are split. It's kosher. Vatanya, lulav kafuf. A lulav that is bent. Kavot. Rashi says, Kavot shiotzim b'shedra shalok uktsim kimin kotzim. That there are thorns that come out of the shedra. And the other Rishon, the Ramban, says that it's where the leaves themselves have thorns on it. Soduk, right, if it's split. Akum, domalamago posel, if it's rounded, like a sith. So it's what's it called? It's not just bent, but it's shaped like a round, circular lulav is posel. Chorus posel, Rashi, akum domalamago, chada milsei. It's all one thing. It's not akum or domalamago, it's akum domalamago. If it's rounded, it's crooked, like a sith, that's all one thing. Chorus, kasha shenase chorios. It already hardened up, so the leaves aren't separate at all, they're one piece of board. That's what happens when the branch remains on the tree a long time. Shekain derech halulav olav noshrim b'mosak shomim v'ashedra miskashav v'nasa eitz. During the winter, the leaves fall off the lulav, and the bark, or the shed, or the spine of the lulav becomes hard like a rock, or hard like a tree. Do melechorus kosher, but if it's only similar to chorus, hiskel is got, it started to harden up, adayin lo nasa eitz, but still has separate leaves, it's kosher. Omra pofa, so one second, so the mice of the kasha is that it says nistak, saduk, is also what's it called, posel. And Rav Huna said that nistak is kosher. Omra pofa da ovid kihimnik, Rashi. Amra Papa, Hadik Tani Sadik Pasal, that's what it says, that a lulav that split is Pasal, Lavshin Nistiku Rashi Olim, O Shedra. It's not where the leaves themselves are split, or the Shedra is split. Ela Da'ovit Kihimnik, Shal Yefutsur Shal Barzel, Shal Sofrim. It's like a what's it called, a compass. That sofrim use. Sheesh lo shnei roshim, v'rosho echad mafutzel. It has two heads, and it's open like a V. Kach godol halulav kemin shtei shedros, machtzitz olin lekan, or machtzitz olin lekan. So Rashi learns that Ovid kehimnik is where the lulav grew, lechatchila, in a V shape, where it looks like two lulavim connected at the bottom. And one shoot goes off on one side, and all the leaves on one side are to this side, and all the leaves of the other side are to the other side, and the lulav looks like a V. That's what's possible. But if it got split afterwards, didn't grow like that, then it's kosher, according to Rashi. Others learn the Ovid Kehimnik, just some of the Rishonim. Most Rishonim learn that it's talking, first of all, didn't grow like that. That happened after it grew normally. And what's it called? Most Rishonim learn that it's talking where the two middle leaves are separated, where Mamash Lulav looks like a V. Very pronounced, looks like a V. And the Ravid holds is talking with the Shedra, not the leaves, but the actual spine of the Lulav is split, so it looks like a V. Not that the leaves alone are split. Okay. On. Akum domalamago, right, if it's crooked like a sith, Omar Rava, lo amrin elalafanov. That's only if it is curved frontwards. Frontwards means away from the spine. Now, as you hold the lulav, the woody part is towards you. That's the back of the lulav. The front of the lulav is the part where the leaves, you can see the leaves what's it called, not so much a spine. Right? Just like a human being. His back is the spine, and the front is like where the ribs are. So the front of the lulav is where you can see the ribs, and you hold the front away from you, and the back towards you. So the lulav is facing forward, and the back is towards you. So if the lulav is bent forwards, then it's no good. Avala achra braisahi. But if it's bent backwards, that's the way a normal lulav is. A lulav is supposed to be bent backwards. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, l'tzdodim kilafon avdami. For amrei lo ka'achor avdami. What if it's bent sideways? So some say that it's as if it would be bent forward and it's pasul, and some say that it's as if it would be bent backward and it's kosher. V'omar Rava, hai lulava desolik b'chad hutza bal mumhu pasul. Rava says a lulav that ends with one leaf is a balmum and it's pasul. It's not the normal way that a lulav grows. So what exactly that means? Solik b'chad hutza. Rashi says, let's see Rashi. La'achorav shenekam l'tzad shedra. If it's what's it called? This is a shayla in this Rashi. This Rashi is mashma keneged all the Rishonim. What I said was Rova Rishonim say, and some say Rashi means that also, right? But from this way that we have the Rashi, it's mashma that if it's bent back towards the shedra, the direction of the shedra, that's what's possible. But lemaisa, what's it called? Just the opposite. Milfanav l'tzad shekeneged hashedra. Shedra zehu l'tzad ha'osri k'shedra shel behema. You see the backbone of a person where the ribs are connected to. The middle of the lulav is smooth and it goes up like a rod. So that's what Rashi says called Nufanov. Look at the Aura here. Where's Zion? Right. Rashi goes to Gemara lo amar elali achorav alafonav. Rashi had the opposite gears in the Gemara, and he also learned what's lafonav and what's laachorav, the opposite. But it basically comes out the same thing. If it's curved, what's it called, in the direction of the shedra, it's kosher. If it's curved away from the direction of the shedra, it's possible. The solik bechad hutza shekol olav mitzad echad. So Rashi learns the solik bechad hutza is that all the leaves are on one side of the shedra. There's nothing on the other side. That's a balmum. Other Rishonim learn the solik bechad hutza means that the leaves. The Rambam learns that normally the leaves of a lulav are double. This lulav, all the leaves are single. So that's a balmum, and that's possible. And Rav Sar Sholem, one of the Gaonim, says that there's only one leaf that goes the whole length of the shedra. It doesn't have a lot of leaves on both sides. It has one long leaf that straddles the shedra on both sides. That's possible. It's a balmum. Okay. And the Nosei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch say that all three things are possible. They're not arguing one with the other, but all three possibilities are possible. Okay. Nifritzu olav, if the leaves of the lulav got disconnected from the lulav, they spread out. Omra papa nifritzu the ovid kichufia. Now Rashi learns kichufia. Ashkov is a broom. Shebo mechabdin es habayis, which you sweep the house with. And you make it from lulav leaves, hatlusha mi'ashedra, which are separated from the shedra. You take the leaves and you make a broom out of it. And you tie them up together around the pole. And that's how you make a broom. So here the leaves became, Rashi learns, disconnected from the shedra, and you tied them up again. That's possible. Okay. Tosfos learned that they don't become disconnected. The disconnected is no havamina, that should be a kosher lulav. But they remain connected at the bottom, but they're drooping completely. Nifredu, the ifru dafrude. But if they only separated, so according to Rashi, it means they're drooping completely. But they're still connected. According to Tosfos, they're not drooping so much. They're just opened a lot. And you could tie them up, and it'll look like a kosher lulav. It'll look like a good lulav. Okay. Rashi, difru, difru, they roshei and nifrodim kanfei deko. The tops are totally separated. The ein mitzum tzomim, they're not compacted together. Im hashedra, avo melamata hein mechubarim ba. But they're still connected on the bottom. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns both cases are connected on the bottom. The question is how uncompacted they are. Boira papa, nechleko hatiyomis mahu. So Rapapa said, what happens if the tiyomis is separated? Now, tiyomis is what's it called, the machlokas here, again, Rishonim, what a tiyomis is. We know nechleko hatiyomis is the middle leaf, right, if it comes separated. The two that go together, and the middle leaf becomes separated. But Lamaisa, most Rishonim learn not that that. That's not the middle leaf. That's called tiyomis. Rashi says, Nechlecha tiyomis, Shnei olim elyonim emtsoyim, Shishom hashed rekola, Nechlechu lemizeh. You have the two middle leaves that where the shedra ends, it ends in leaves. So there's two middle leaves that emanate from the shedra. And those two leaves are separated. The nistiko hashedra ad ha'olim shlamata mehen. And the shedra is split till the leaves underneath it. So Rashi learns nechlekat tiyomis is not talking about the leaves themselves. It's talking about the fact that the shedra itself split, and the mela, the two leaves, which are the middle point of the shedra, are separated from each other. That's called nechlekat tiyomis. So it's not where the leaves are split, right, it's where the, or surely not where the middle leaf is, the double middle leaf is split into two. It's talking where the shedra is split, so the middle leaves on the top separate. Okay. And since Rashi learned Nasa Kehimnik is not talking where it happened afterwards, where it came like a V, these are two different cases. One case is where it grew like a V, and this case is Nechlekat Tiyomis, where it split after it grew, and that's a separate psul. Okay. That's one way of learning. That's Rashi's way of learning Nechlekat Tiyomis. Then there are many other ways. One way is that, like, we know that it's the middle leaf. The middle leaf that comes off the shedra, the highest leaf, right, that one is split. And the shayla, how much is it split? Some hold that it has to be split most of the way down to be possible. Some hold that has to be split, and the shedra is split too. Not just that leaf. It's split all the way into the shedra in order to be possible. The Rambam learns Nechlekat Tiyomis means that all the leaves of the lulav, they came apart. They're all made of two. All of the Tiyomis, they ask on the Rambam, it's only one thing. Now it doesn't say Nechlekat Tiyomsos. But Tiyomis means each Tiyomis of every leaf split up. So the double part of the leaf split up, and most of the way. That's what Nechlekat Tiyomis is. Tosfos and Bava Kamma says that in the lulav, the two middle leaves are stuck together mamish, and they become separated. So they say on that, according to this, there's no kosher lulavs, because most lulavim, the middle leaves aren't mamish connected to each other. The what's it called? We're talking about two leaves, not a leaf that's made of two parts, but four parts. No, it's two leaves of two parts. The middle ones are separated. They're not mamish connected. So most Rishonim learn in Tosfos. Tosfos himself says that it's only where it grew like that. If it grew like that and it separates, no good. But if it grew the chatchila separated, no problem. That's Ritva says that if it only split a miut, it's kosher. It's only if it's rove that it's possible. Okay. So those are the different pshatim in Nechlekat Tiyomis. Okay. And so Umar Rabboi Rapapa, Nechlekat Tiyomis Mahu. So Rapapa asks, what's the halach of Nechlekat Tiyomis? According to all these different shitas, what the shaila was. Toshma, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan and Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nitla HaTiyomis Posel. Right? If the tiyomis is taken out, that's possible. Okay, according to the Rambam, it's very difficult what nitla tiyomis means, because according to the Rambam, it would mean that all the leaves are off. Because the Rambam learns nechlekla tiyomis means all the leaves lost their double nature. My love, according to all the other ones, it means that what's it called, that if you took out those middle leaves, or you took out part of the shedra, that that's what's it called, that's possible. So my love, hu adin nechlekla, isn't in the same halach of nechlekla tiyomis, right? And the havamina was that if it's taken away, it doesn't look as bad as if it's there and it's split. Whereas it's low, just the opposite. Nit lashani, the chaser lay. It's not al tzhader, it's al tzhaser. So if it's taken away, it's a lulav that's missing something. It's not a lulav anymore. But if it's there, it's just split, it's there, and it still looks good enough that it should be kosher. Ika diamri. So according to this lashon, right, nechleka tziyomis will be kosher. Ika diamri, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Om Rabbi Shuben Levi. Nechleka tiyomis nasa kamisha nitla tiyomis apostle. There's no difference between nechleka and nitla. If it's taken away, it's also not a nice lulav. And if it's split, it's also not a nice lulav. Mele, both of them are possible. And that's how we pasuk like the Ikad Amrei, that nechleka tiyomis is possible. Only shaila is what's called nechleka tiyomis. So we're machmer that the tiyomis shouldn't be split at all. And the Taz says that up till a tefach is still hoder. More than a tefach already, lechatchila, you shouldn't use that lulav if it's split more than a tefach. But it's still kosher till it's split most of the way down. Okay. Rashi. Tiyomes, lefisha medubakim kitaomin. These two top leaves, Rashi says, are connected like twins. So that's why it's called tiyomes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, Kapos Tmarim, Kofus. Kapos Tmarim hints to the fact that they have to be connected, they have to be tied together, tied. In other words, compact. And Imhoya Parud Yechatenu. And therefore, if they were separated, you have to tie them up so they're compact. Omer Le Ravina Le Ravashi, Mimai Dahai Kofus Kapos Tmarim De Lulavahu. How do you know Kapos Tmarim means a lulav? A macharusa, maybe it's not the lulav, maybe it's the bark, the trunk of a palm tree. That's what kapos tamarim is, the trunk of a date palm. So Mora says, but ina kofus velekla, it has to be something that can be compacted, the something that's separate things that can be compacted into one. That's called kofus, tied. But if you have something that's solid, that doesn't need to be tied, that's not called kofus. Mora says the ema ufsa, right? Then the Gemara is asking again, maybe it's the trunk of the tree, which is definitely kofus, right? It's totally compact. Mora says, no, kofus mechlal de ikapiru. Has to be something that could be separated. Something that's separated is called tied up. If something that could never be separated is not tied. Vahai kofus va'omid la'olam. This is always compacted. Versus the Ema Kufra. Kufra is, Rashi said, let's see the Rashi till here. Bo'in and Charusa, different parts of the palm tree. On the Fadeko, Mishiniskashe, Shtei Shonin Vishalosh. Right, the shoots, the lulav are the new shoots that come out. After those shoots come out, they become branches and separate, and then they get thorns on them, okay? And then, after in this winter, like Rashi said, the leaves fall off, and the branches get hard, and they become what's it called, leafless, just hard like wood. And they stay on the tree for 2-3 years like that. The yotzim bo lulavim harbe, and from there come new shoots. Shenoshu aleihem v'niskashu gamhein v'nasu eitz. And the new shoots, eventually, the same thing happens to them. And a lot of what's it called, of these old shoots, become what's it called, totally leafless and just trunks of branches. Zepon lakan, the zepon lakan, ka'anfi shari lonas. Just like the branches of other trees. So they go one direction, the other direction. and they don't have many, many leaves. The leaves of regular trees are on the branch. Here also, the leaves fall off, and the branch becomes a branch. And the leaves, which are the parts that are on, it becomes just a lulav with a shedra. That's it, just a piece of wood. So that's charusa. So Gemara says that's not good, because you need kafus, and you don't have to tie up such a thing. Boin in kafus shim haya parud yichaftenu. If it would be separated, you'd have to tie it. V'harizeh parud. Now Rashi here is saying a little bit differently. He's saying that these are the regular branches of the palm tree after they open up completely. So what you have is the shedra is very hard, right? And you have all those leaves coming out, but those leaves impossible to tie up to make them look like a lulav anymore. They're all, intersect with the shedra now at a right angle almost. So it's impossible to put them back together and tie them up. That's called charusa. Charusa is a palm leaf. Look at the back there, the leaves that are totally separated. They started like a lulav, close together, that if they're separated you could put them together and they look like one thing, and here they're mamish separate leaves. There's no way of putting them together. The ema ufsa is the bark, is the trunk. Mi'ikr hadekel shu cholak ve'ein onaf yotzim menu, the trunk of the tree, which no branches come out, right? The bottom trunk of the tree. Lakan. Shein l'cha kafus imenu. That's as compact as you can get. Right? Gemara says no. Kafus means that it's possible to be separated and you're compacting it. But if it's impossible to be separated, there's nothing to separate. It's just one stick of wood. That's not called kafus. Kafus mashma sheparud mitchila v'yata kofso. Originally it's something separate. So a lulav is separated, but you can tie it together if it's a little bit separated, or it could be separate things that are mamish compact. That's called kafus. But if it's a branch that's totally separated and it can't be tied up, so that's not, can't be kafus. If it's a trunk that can't be separated, it's also not kafus. Okay. The ema kufra hainu nami eitz ke'ein charusa eladayin ben shona ushte shonim velo nisave eitzo. These are not the shoots which we call the lulav, and they're not the branches that have already been on the tree for a year or two, where it's so the leaves become so hard that they can't be compacted anymore. But they're in between that. They're not a lulav, but they're not the branches where the leaves of the branch are hard. So the horror of that could be, why don't you use that, right? Use a young branch, and maybe that's what a lulav is. So Mara says, Omra Baya, Drochea Darche Noam, V'chol Nesiv Oseha Sholom Ksiv. And those branches end in thorns. And if you try to hold that, you'll get stuck with the thing. Mashenkin, the regular lulav, even though the ends of the leaves are thorns, but you don't come in contact with that. They're so put up on the lulav that your hands don't get stuck with those. But if you try to use a branch like that, you get stuck with the thorns on the ends of the leaves. And also, we Rashi learned before, there are thorns in the branch itself when the branch is in that stage of growth. Omer le rova tosfol ravina ve'ema tarte kape de tamri. Right? Maybe what the Torah is talking about, see Rashi here, Ema Kufra, we said already, Derachea Darche Noam, Ve'elu Asuyim Kekotzim, V'yotzim Ben Uktzim. These are like thorns, and little, thorns come out of them. Harbe Masart Nesayadayim. At that stage of growth, there's a lot of, of thorns that are on the, they're not thorns, they're, whatever they're called. There's a word for it, not thorns. They come from the branch itself. versus Tarte Kapi de Tamri, maybe Tmarim Atzman. Maybe it's the place where the dates grow in these kaf, right? It's a protrusion from the tree which the dates grow from. Maybe that's what you're supposed to take as a lulav. Tmarim Atzman, Darkam Lios Harbe Kluyim Biyachad B'machbeido Shalahem. A lot of dates grow from one machbeda. It's like grapes that grow together on a stem. So too, that's how the dates grow. The korin lohem kaf, and each one is called a kaf. So maybe kapos tamarin means two kapos of tamarin, two clusters of dates. That's what you're supposed to shake. Where it says kapos ksiv chada, it's written kapos. So can't be taking two of them. So Mara says, fine, so take one. Right? So Mara says, okay, so take one of them. The Eimachada, Lahu Kaf Korile. No, that's called a kaf. It's not called a kapos. So in order for a kapos to be kapos, it can't mean two kafs, because that would be what's it called, kafos with a vav. It can't mean one kaf, because it's never called kafos. So what is it? You have to read it, kafus. It has to be something that could be tied up, and again, doesn't apply to the dates. And the Rambam learns all these things are not a havamina, because really, mikra din, because we know what a lulav is from Misora. But we want to know how we know from the pasuk that supports what we have Misora for to be the lulav. Right? But it's not that if we were to come out that one of these is okay, we change the lulav. It's we know what a lulav is. We want to know from the Torah, right, where is the Rambam says basically it's all Torah Shebaal Peh, what a lulav is. But Lamaisa, it's there's a source in the Torah, written Torah for it also. So where is the source in the written Torah that what we have is a lulav, is Taka the lulav. Rashi, kapos ksiv chada, kaf korele. So suffice to take one of these clusters of dates, kaf korele. Therefore, if it says kapos, it doesn't mean two, because it's written chaser. And it can't mean a kaf, because it's never called a kapos. So what does the word kapos, written as singular, right, mean? Kafus, it means tied up. Kafus impruda, if it's separated, tie it up. The ein loshen zeh nofel ela al ole halulav. Like we said, that only is possible by the lulav, the young shoots. Because the older branches is impossible to tie up, right? The middle branches are full of thorns, so drachel darchei noah, right? The trunk can't be tied up altogether because it doesn't need to be tied up. So the only thing that could be one thing that's made of many parts that's not thorny and could be tied up is the lulav the way we have it at that stage of growth. Sine har barzel kshera, omer abaya lo shonu ele shirosha shalze magia le tzadik rosh hazet. Sine har barzel are a type of lulav, okay, zon of lulav, what's that called? Species of lulav that grows on a mountain, and it looks different than regular lulav. The leaves don't overlap. That's what sine har barzel are. So it's only, Abaya said, if they don't overlap, but there's no spaces between them either. They are contiguous. The head of the top of the bottom leaf, right, is contiguous with the bottom of the next leaf up. So they don't overlap, but they're not separate either. Aval ein rosho shel zeh magia v'tzadik rosho zeh. But if the top of the bottom one doesn't reach the bottom of the next one up, possible. Tanya nami hachi, tsine harbarzo psula. Aiva hanan tnan ksheira, eva shmamino akabaya shmamino. Right? There's a braisa that says that tsine harbarzo is possible, and our mission says it's kosher. The answer is, there's two kinds of tsine harbarzo. One where they don't overlap, but there's no space between them. And the other one is where they don't overlap, and there is a space between them, and that's possible. Rashi, tzinei harbarzel lulavim shelohen ho'alim muatim b'shedra. They're very few leaves, so they don't overlap. meruchakim ze lemala mizeh harbe, and they're separated from each other a lot. They don't overlap each other. The od shektanim hein laorkan upamim she'ein magia rosha shel ola ze leikro shel ze. And sometimes the leaves are short, right, and they don't, what's it, they both don't overlap, and they don't even reach the bottom of the leaf above it. In that case, it's possible.